Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is the 22nd of March, 2024. Marty McFly and I are jumping in the DeLorean, hitting 88 miles an hour, and taking you back to October 4th. And that midweek moment episode where we relive the focus on property taxes. It's particularly timeless and hinted at some of the issues that were likely to happen, like school referendums, and indirectly a message on how important elections can be. Enjoy, and as always, thanks for listening. Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is Wednesday, the 4th of October, 2023. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy National Coffee with a Cop Day. The one thing I can count on is every year, the first Wednesday of October, I'll see police officers on the roof of the Dunkin' Donuts a few minutes from my house. Also, happy National Taco Day and happy National Vodka Day, which is fine. But I propose a trade. We send National Vodka Day to July 24th in exchange for National Tequila Day so we can have margaritas and tacos. Or let's have a three-team deal so that we get National Margarita Day today instead of February 22nd. Because seriously, margaritas in the middle of the winter in February, who thought that was a good idea? And in the spirit of who thought that was a good idea, let's talk about government spending and taxes, and let's jump into some news together. So bear with me here, because I'm going to start off a little bit more focused. Instead of Wisconsin, we're going to focus in on Dane County for a little bit today, because on Monday, Joe Parisi, the county executive, came out with his 2024 budget proposal. The press release highlights how the budget will put $11 million into local food pantries, $242 million for social services, local counselors, a mobile crisis program that's partnered with the county 911 center, funds to build a homeless shelter, improvements for the nonprofit zoo, new squad cars, equipment for the sheriff's office, a lot of feel-good stuff. It isn't until the end that we talk about the price tag. The overall county levy in Dane County will increase by about $29 million or 13%. About 1.5% of it is an increase for actual county operations, and 13% is actually payments the county owes because it borrowed for capital projects. Now, let me put this into perspective for you. Wisconsin is the seventh highest property tax state in the union. Dane County has the highest average property taxes in the state, and it wins going away. There's a group called the Tax Foundation, and they put together a comparison of median property taxes paid for every county in the United States. Dane County comes in at 78th highest out of 3,321 counties. Average property taxes comes in at $5,601. In Wisconsin, they're by far the most expensive. The next highest is Ozaukee County, and Dane County is $1,300 away. All the other averages are typically within $20 or $50 or $100 difference, not Dane County. Heck, the entire difference between number 11 and number 41 is only $900. Dane County is $1,300 away from the next closest. So, not only is Dane County off the charts, they're due for another 13% increase. From Joe Parisi's own press release, the taxes on the average Madison home will go up $142 with this budget. Now, I can go a thousand different directions with this, but what about the increases that are likely to happen from each town and city in Dane County on top of it? Heck, the 2024 City of Madison budget is proposed to increase property taxes on average by another $109. That's before the city elders proposed adding another $6.8 million in spending on top of that. This is crazy because this is going to be on top of increases from potential reassessments too. At what point are people going to feel like they've had enough? Anyway, back to Dane County. How did they get here? Well, I have a theory. Joe Parisi has been the Dane County executive since 2011. He has never dropped below 70% of the vote when he has won his election or re-election bids. I think a property tax burden like this directly reflects his confidence in being untouchable and immune to backlash. He has increased funding to local food pantries, probably because their services are stretched, because everyone is stretched. There's a Reuters news story that said that food banks are reporting demand is up anywhere between 46% and 125% since last spring. It's because most people are struggling. It's because everything just continues to cost more and tick higher and be more expensive. And now the average property taxes are going up by 14% in 1 year. Either Joe Parisi isn't doing a good job reading the room, or quite frankly, he doesn't have to care. Elected officials are held accountable by the threat of being voted out, and there is no threat of that right now. They'll end up being in office till they resign, and until then are emboldened to make decisions they may not have to otherwise consider, or because they're not going to be forced to make tough decisions to correct the direction. So, on that note, in breaking news, guess what? Joe Parisi announced that he will be retiring from public service in May of next year. The budget is one last straw in the camel's back before he abandons it. I have no commentary in addition, other than to say that I'll be interested to see if history is doomed to repeat itself with the next Dane County executive, and whether or not Dane County voters will keep themselves hurtling down the same path and how bad it has to get before something changes. I simply don't know. In other news, the Wisconsin Policy Forum released data that further crunched the numbers on Wisconsin 2023 Act 12, otherwise known as the new state budget. They looked at how it addressed fixing the city of Milwaukee's budget issues. Their report says, quote, "While there is no question that the city's financial outlook has dramatically improved, its long-term prospects appear shakier than they did when Act 12 legislation was signed." It goes on. "After Act 12's passage, it appeared the city would receive sufficient new revenue to avert a substantial structural gap for at least the next few years. It now appears that may have been overly optimistic. While the city's budget gap for 2025 will not be equal to the $110 million in ARPA funds that will disappear after 2024, a gap of $35 to $45 million is not inconceivable," unquote. So, Milwaukee isn't out of the woods after all, which of course, because it's always Milwaukee's story, but also it reminds me that we still aren't done printing ARPA money yet. And Milwaukee is getting $110 million in 2024. Milwaukee won't even get one calendar year before it's struggling for money again. It's a broken record that's been playing for decades and is still playing, and it's tiring. Seriously, I won't be surprised if we keep getting this popping up around Wisconsin. Inflation pressures continue to pile up. They pile up for local boards too. The more local you go, the tougher the decisions will be, and get ready for it, because more budgets are coming out, more reassessments, and with elections in the spring and in the fall, you might be seeing more school referendums too. In closing, I'll leave you with a quote from Robert Louis Stevenson, a universal truth that can be applied to many areas of our lives, including elections. Quote, "Everybody, sooner or later, sits down to a banquet of consequences." Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every asymmetrical corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.